Hi, I'm Hozier, and this is Cry Power. And I could cry. My podcast about people who are changing the world.
We must be careful at this point in our planet's history of demonizing the other.
Presented with our friends at Global Citizen, on each episode I'll be sitting down with people who are putting themselves out there to support a cause that's dear to them.
The solutions are not straightforward, but there are solutions.
Subscribe to the Cry Power podcast with me, Hozier, right now.
Oh, hello, dear traveler. I am Galdap, the wizard of...
Hi, it's Cap, the voice of Galdap and Jamel Adala Egbert III, mistress of the steam tunnels. I don't want to fake you out with more Galdap. I just miss doing the voice. I miss Jamela. Oh, I miss you too. Thanks, Jamela. Gosh, it's been so long. How are you?
Oh, you know, just left indefinitely in suspense with the last cliffhanger. What's wrong with you? Why haven't you continued Dungeons and Doritos yet?
Good grief. Hey, look, I would if I could. We plan to. We will. There's nothing I want more than to continue the show. I mean, like, honestly, truly. We just have to wait for the right convergence. I mean, we can't do the show without Rule. Them's the rules.
I see what you did there. I don't like it.
Whatever. Look, hi. There's been so much going on. Hopefully you've listened to the Dungeons & Doritos Q&A Part 2. That explains some of it. But I wanted to tell you about a thing, because it might interest you, while we're all collectively waiting for our adventures to resume once more. October 20th, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, there's going to be a day-long audio fiction convention called Pod Tales. And I'm going to be there, repping the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, along with John Laval, who executive produces the show and also portrays Oswald Sinclair. So there's going to be a lot of podcasters there, a lot of audio drama people there, and in fact, some actual play people as well, because this is not an exclusive party. So this is really exciting because it's specifically a convention made for us, made for shows like ours. And Dungeons and Doritos started in 2009. When there was virtually no actual plays, and even still, when it evolved into a hybrid of actual play and audio drama, it's still a pretty unique thing and continues to be an oddball in the landscape. Now, of course, we've pushed the threshold of what that hybrid genre means with Call of Cthulhu, but being able to have a show like this, it's kind of like the culmination of a lot that we've all collectively worked towards, us, the makers, and you, the listeners, and Patreon producers. It's an incredible thing. So I wanted to make sure you knew about it. And that if perhaps you're in the area, I would love to see you. This show is completely free. Just come out and go there, show up, probably get some free stuff at the door, and come hang out with us. We're going to be exhibiting at tables A5 and A6 in the Mount Absalom room. And along with us, I mean, it is a who's who of awesome people in the audio fiction community. Folks from Marsfall, Girl in Space, Alba Salix, Yannis Descending, Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. So many creators of so many fantastic shows. It is downright overwhelming. So hey, folks, Dungeons and Doritos fans, stalwart pals of mine who've been listening to this series for potentially as long as a decade. Thanks for everything. Thanks for being amazing. I really hope some of you can come out. And, by the way, if you hang out on Discord at all, we have a Discord server. Head to nerdyshow.com/Discord. Hop on there. There's a pretty damn vibrant community where Dungeons and Doritos talk does happen. We might not be publishing episodes, but we don't want to lose touch. If there's any news, we'll let you know. I'm certain that if there is anything to report, I will definitely be talking about it on Discord or Patreon, absolutely. And, hopefully, I'll talk to you soon.
Ta-ta for now.
And good riddance.
Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.